Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Well, let's go right to him. Steve Goldstein, voice of the Panthers TV broadcast, joins us along with a lot of other things. I think, are you cutting back on the CBS stuff, or are you still going at that pretty good, Gold?
Joe, when I arrived in Florida 30 years ago, I worked with a guy that was so kind to me, both on and off the air, and really hit home. There's no I in team, but there's two I's in invoice. No, I'm not cutting back, brother. If they want me to work, I'm working. What, are you kidding me? Come on. That's a silly question, Big Dog.
I know. I knew that. I was waiting for that answer, so it was great. Hey, Gold, I got to ask you, man. I didn't expect this. I know it's only a three-game losing streak. Is there any reason to be concerned? They've been so good for so long. I think at one point, 18-3 in 21 games, and now they can't score goals. They look a little sluggish, slow starts. How much you read into it?
Yeah, that's exactly what they were before last week, before a week ago. And stupid me last week on CBS said, not only are the Panthers the best team in hockey, they're the best team in sports, and they haven't won a game since. So you're right. You know, some of it is, you talk to Paul Maurice, you know, the way they play is sometimes not very fun, and it's definitely not easy physically and mentally. So you certainly hope that these three games against very good teams, teams in the playoffs, they just lost a little bit physically, mentally, that edge. And it's kind of like, remember in December, they had that four-game losing streak. They lost the back-to-back games 4-0 in Seattle and Vancouver. And then they came roaring back and went on that run that you just talked about. So it's intriguing, though, that it came, you know, Joe, right after the trade deadline, you brought in a couple new guys. Now you have a couple of injuries. I think what Maurice said after the game yesterday, this team has earned, you know, a lot of rope and a lot of leeway
right
to not panic over three straight losses. But their schedule now, I mean, it is packed. It is tough. They're all playoff teams. You're still without Aaron Ekblad, who I think a lot of people overlook. I think he's a lot better than some people think, and he's a big loss. But we're going to find out a lot here over the next, 10, 12 days.
So Ekblad has been playing at that level, huh? We saw it, I guess, start seeing it last year, but he's playing really well.
You know, Joe, he's one of those guys. He's like the old DB, you know, like Xavier Howard for all those years, you know. You don't notice him till he's not in there. And then other guys start getting burnt.
Yeah.
You know, I think he's grasped this system so well, and he's such a good pro. He's been here for 10 years now. that, you know, you kind of, oh, yeah, yeah, Ekblad, he's good. Yeah, fine. Then you're asking a guy like Oliver Ekman-Larsson, who's been terrific, step up and eat up all those minutes. Then you're bringing in guys that weren't playing into the lineup. I think it's kind of a trickle-down effect. I think he and Forsling together were so good, as you said, for so long of shutting down other teams' top lines that now those, you know, those good players and those top lines the last week or so are starting to make some plays.
Gold, I know nobody wants to hear about individual stats, but I still like them. I like it in any sport where a guy's scoring or touchdowns or running. Sam Reinhart, he's two away from 50, and that doesn't happen very often. I think Pavel Bure's done it twice, and that's it. How big a number is that, and can they keep this guy, or is that thing going to get real expensive?
Well, two great questions. Number one, you know, it's a great number. I mean, 50 is amazing. Not many guys score 50. As you said, in Panther history, only Bure's done it. And you look every year in the league, you know, you'll get a Stamkos, an Ovechkin. Austin Matthews now is incredible. He does it every year. But it's pretty rare. So it's special. Second part of what you ask is a phenomenal question because, and, you know, you played, Joe. So, you know, not quite like that.
No.
Although you do have that football from Marino that you've talked about
gone.
A couple times
in
your life.
I don't have that either. I don't know. I have nothing in common with Sam Reinhart and what he can do for
right.
sure.
Yeah, where's Crash Jensen and Bruce Hardy
yeah,
when you need them?
Exactly.
But so what's it worth? Like if you were on the Dolphins and you got, you know, your career going and you got your wife and a house and you like living here and the team is good and the team is winning and you got a practice facility that's amazing. You have no real travel to get there, and you like the weather. The question is, how much money is that worth? That's really the bottom line. To some people, you know, it's not worth anything. I'm going. If someone offers me a penny more, I'm going. I don't think Sam Reinhart's like that. And the interesting thing, Joe, is, and it's a very small sample size, but you look at that game last night. And again, they didn't not win because Alexander Barkov wasn't in the lineup. But if you're Sam Reinhart, who's been phenomenal, I'm not taking anything away from him. The guy's been in great shape. He's stepped up his game. But you're playing next to Alexander Barkov. That certainly helps. And you got Tkachuk with you on the power play. How many of those goals
right.
have
no
those
question.
Guys set up?
Yep.
So I think they can keep him. But a lot of it, like I said, if you get, well, we know in free agency, we see it all the time, right? I mean, you know, look at like Kirk Cousins making $40 million in the NFL. All it takes is one team to overpay. But I got to think he takes all those things into consideration. Of course, you have the tax factor here in Florida, which is another 5 to 10 or 15%.
Yeah,
so we'll see
sure.
what happens.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of that, how nice is that new facility in Fort Lauderdale?
Well, let me first of all these guys live like within a mile. They
I didn't realize that. I texted you that the other day. I did not know everybody's living in Fort Lauderdale now.
Yeah, you got, well, first of all, you got, you know, the sport has trended so young that you don't have a lot of guys in their 30s that have kids. That's not, you know, there's not too many guys like that. So most of the guys that got here when they're in their 20s, you know, and especially the guys, Joe, like Reinhart and Montour and Bennett that came from places like Buffalo and Calgary, they're like, I'm living down there.
Yeah,
that's where
right.
I'm living.
No question.
So they all live right there. And the place is beautiful. I mean, these guys, they didn't spare any detail on taking care of the players. You know, the cold tubs, the hot tubs, there's a barbecue in the back for the guys. It's really, and the locker room. I mean, if you went into that locker room at the practice facility, it's as nice as any locker room in any arena in the league. So they did an amazing job on it.
Yeah, that's neat. Great for those guys, especially those guys that live so close, which I didn't know till you texted me that. I had no idea. I go, hey, man, is that a long drive? Those guys coming from Parkland. You said very few guys are in Parkland anymore, Joe. That's
a long drive for me, I can tell you that.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Hey, Gold, I got to flip it over on you, man, because you and I talk a lot about the Dolphins and free agency and everything else. First of all, Odell Beckham Jr., I think would be a great addition to this team because he can play outside and inside as a third receiver. What do you think?
Well, he'd also, you know, for your talk show, I mean, that's just gold right there. So, of course, you got to have OBJ in town. I mean, he's a great topic, man. As far as the talent level, 100%. You bring in as many talented guys as you want. You know, one thing with Mike McDaniel, you know, that this team is like, he lets guys be themselves.
Yes.
You know, he's not trying to. It was interesting because on the media Zoom, Jody Fortson, the new tight end that came in from Kansas City, this guy, I think I told you that, Joe, this guy's a great talker, has great perspective. And he was talking about Andy Reid and Mike McDaniel. And he said, you know, the thing that attracted him partially to Mike McDaniel is you want to play for a guy like that, that lets you be yourself, that lets your personality come out. And he said, some people may not realize it because he's an old school kind of gruff. Andy Reid is like that too.
Yeah.
Like Andy Reid tries to keep Travis Kelce like a little bit under control so he doesn't scream in his face on the sideline. But otherwise, he lets Travis Kelce do his thing. Go be yourself. So I think OBJ here would be a good fit because they wouldn't be trying to rein him in and make him into someone that he's not. And as you said, there's not a ton of pressure. You're not asking him to start. You look at those three guys as your top three. Wow.
Oh, God. Yeah, and by the way, one guy gets nicked up. You got Odell Beckham Jr. to step into that position. It just keeps you can still run everything and not worry about a lot, even at age 31. And by the way, he can bring Kim Kardashian down here all the time.
Amen.
And it won't be a problem. If, you know, they're dating a little bit, I mean, coach got no problem with that.
You got her to talk about on your show. You got Jordan Poyer's very nice social media wife with 4.1 million followers on Instagram.
Yes, she is very strong. I saw that on social media, very strong.
Braxton Barrios is back. I mean, your daughters may like Alex Earl. I'm not sure you know who she is, but she's a big – I mean, you got a lot of girlfriends and wives on this team.
Outstanding work. These guys, outstanding. Nope, no question about it. And by the way, I do know who she is because after a game, I was walking with my daughter and her friend, and they went, oh, my God, it's her. Can we stop? And I go, no, I can't do that to Braxton, man.
That is very funny because when
look.
She was at my wife did the same thing, and my wife, I wasn't with her. My wife stopped her.
That's great.
Yeah, and said, Alex Earl. So, Joe, your question when these guys come on of, how you doing with the ladies? We know how they're doing with the ladies.
Yeah, we don't have to do that anymore, man. No, you're right. Those guys, they've got this thing figured out, and if not, there's a lot of combination packages right here in South Florida. Would love to be part of it, man. No problem there whatsoever. Hey, Gold, so far, free agency. We lost the two guys. We went through the hangover of losing a defensive tackle and a right guard, and a lot of people miss Van Ginkle, who got good money to go with his old coach, Brian Flores, to Minnesota. What's your take on what they've done, considering the whole money situation?
Well, you know I'm in the minority on this, Joe, and you and I talked about this last year during training camp when everybody was talking about how are you going to keep all the – let me see the team win first before I want to keep everybody. Like, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world to make some changes on a team that we thought by December 10th was going to go to the Super Bowl and then won two games the rest of the year. And in a couple of those games, it was ugly. I think they're better at tight end.
Yes.
I think they're better at linebacker.
I agree.
I think they're better at safety.
Yes, I'm sorry, that was a delay. Yes, you're right.
I don't think they're much worse at corner. I mean, Fuller, from what I'm understanding, Joe, and we'll find out more, the way Anthony Weaver wants to utilize his defensive players and his corners may be a better fit than X in this system, and hopefully and Fuller also plays. Last 3 years, I think he's missed one or maybe two or three games as opposed to X, who unfortunately couldn't stay healthy. Now, defensive tackle, 100%. You signed, what, 5-6 guys, hoping to patch it together. We'll see if they can do that. Interior of the offensive line, I think those are the two areas they go to in free agency and in the draft, I should say. Maybe the second wave of free agency in June, and you got to just hope Phillips and Chubb, those two guys, come back.
Yes.
To me, again, you're allocating the money. You and I discussed this. I'm not paying interior linemen $20 and $30 million a year. That's just not – I think you got to pay the skill guys that, and nothing against Christian and Robert Hunt. Great for them. They had great careers as Dolphins. Joe, look at the teams that signed them. Have those teams ever made good moves in their front office?
No,
have those teams ever won anything?
The Panther move for Hunt was strictly about money. I mean, come on.
And then you trade the guy to the Giants on defense? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No.
So that's my opinion on it. I mean,
But the problem is we don't have a defensive tackle to play first, second, and third down. And like you said, that whole group is going to have – we're really good against a run defense, was good last year. So all that stuff to find some. But I agree. I agree with – by the way, great point. I feel we are stronger. I like the two veteran linebackers a lot that they got. I think we're clearly better at tight end. And it sounds to me that Mike's going to get serious about trying to get that involved, right? Because we just don't get – we didn't have a touchdown from the tight end position. That's
no, there's no threat. And as you said, with one of those guys on the outside, Tyreek or Waddle, go out of the lineup, it makes it that much easier to defend. I mean, you look at the end. We talked the end of the Tennessee game, second half of the Buffalo game. I mean, that offense literally gets one first down at any point in the fourth quarter. And those games are over. You got the lead and the game's over. So I think it was necessary to get the tight end. I think that was – to me, it was a good allocation of the dollars. Now it's up to Chris Greer and those guys in that front office. And I know you're big on this, Joe. You got to hit on that 1 and 2 this year. And whether it's on the offensive line, defensive tackle, that's where you figure they're going to go. Those guys need to contribute right away.
Yeah. Hey, I got to ask you this one. And I know you've heard it because Omar's on it, and so is everybody else. It's not just an Omar thing that we're soft as a team and we're too finesse and – we're a great running team outside, no question about it. And we're not good enough on short yardage running. That's why we throw those passes to the outside so much, because we don't feel we can run inside against the tackles, or Mike doesn't feel that way. You think this is a soft team? It's too finesse? Too much of finesse in this team?
It's an easy narrative when you go out the way they did. I will say that, because the first, 14, 13 games of the year, they weren't soft. All right, everybody loved them and all that. But I do think that they need a little more nastiness on this team. Yes, that's why I don't think all these moves are necessary. Like, I think Shaq Barrett's like got a little mean in him. Now, I don't know if he could still play at the level he played at 2-3 years ago, and he doesn't really need to. But yeah, I think they could get a little bit more meat on this team. Yes, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Now, listen, I'm gonna leave you on that, but I do want to say Christian Wilkins had some dog in him. He's not part of that. It was not part of that soft thing at all.
He did, and Zach Sealer had an incredible year, so now we're going to find out with them apart.
Yeah,
I know the obvious thing is, well, Zach's going to struggle because Christian's got – we don't necessarily know that yet. Let's see what happens. I'm going to be curious to see what happens.
Goldie, thank you. Really appreciate it. You know I'm a format king here, so I got to stay on things. So thank you so much, Goldie. I appreciate it.
Brother, as long as the live spots are red, that's all that matters to radio management. That's all that matters. Thank you.
Hey, Goldie, and it's ED and Low-T I'm going to be talking about, so thank you so much, man. I'm going to go right into it after sitting here and talking to Cole this morning.
Phenomenal. That's on you, buddy. I'm not involved. Thank you, though. I appreciate you.
Hey, man, when it comes to ED and Low-T, hey, Gold, man, if you ever need me, brother, Atlantic Men's Clinic, I get you all set up. It's not a problem. We don't have to, like some of my guys, I don't need anything. I said, I did. I was having all kinds of problems. Both ED and Low-T, man, not only knocked on my door, they came through the front door. And I just want to say this to everybody. If your energy level is not where it used to be, and you're always tired, and you're moody, and you're not working out, and you're taking more naps than you ever thought possible, it's just normal. You're getting older. Just sleep. Don't worry. I want to get the more out of life, man. And if your sex drive is gone, you got a combination of ED and Low-T. But guess what? I do have great news after saying all that. It's not something guys go around talking about. I know a lot of guys think I'm an idiot that I openly talk about having both. Well, listen, Atlantic Men's Clinic, they have treatments with success rates well over 90%. I do tell all my buddies about it because I've been going there for 7 months. And I got great results, man. It is so good. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T, and a PSA test, and a medically advised test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. 6 locations throughout South Florida. Success rates well over 90%. And, hey, listen, I'm going today. Set up an appointment. I hope I see you out there. I go to the plantation one because it works. It just works. Things get better, man. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com for more information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.